Hi, welcome to one of our expert insight discussions. Before we get into the main conversation, we thought you might like to hear a few sound bites, give you an idea of the topics that are going to be discussed. Hope you enjoy it.
And I think the heart of what we're trying to do is focus on what AI can enable for the hotel. So causal AI is one of these solutions. And you may have heard of things like predictive AI, and causal AI is an extension of that. So the traditional way of doing things that we're all familiar with is forecasting.
Yep.
So you might have a forecast of your revenue or your occupancy, and that's great. It gives you an indication of your expected KPIs. But what it's telling you is what we're expecting to happen in the future.
Yep.
If everything else stays the same today.
Okay.
But you can imagine if you've got a forecast of occupancy of 60%, you're not going to be happy with that. You would want to try and influence it and try and understand, how can I try and shape these outcomes?
Absolutely.
We're looking not just at text information, but also imagery, videos, sound files. So if you imagine in your property, you'll have loads of drives of information. You'll have PDFs full of brand guidelines, for example. You'll have a drive sitting somewhere with loads of imagery from your property, as well as all the structured information from your property management system. But it's so hard to surface and connect all of these seemingly disparate sources, because they're just scattered everywhere. And for someone, for a human to make sense of all of that collated structure, it's very difficult. But this is where multimodal AI comes in. And that's where causal AI and multimodal AI come into it.
Okay.
So I can give you an example.
I
came across it a couple of months ago, and it's one that everyone will be familiar with. If the guest asks in their special notes for a certain request, let's say they're saying, I'm coming to the hotel for an anniversary. So this is where multimodal AI would read that unstructured information.
Right.
And be able to turn it into a relevant action. This is the heart of what we're calling cloud-based intelligence.
Okay.
Which is this journey we've been on to unlock all the data in all these systems. The beauty of cloud-based is we are sort of a unique ecosystem where we're an open API. We work with all our partners. And we've done it in such a way that we're able to bring in all the data across all the departments into a single platform. So we have our own solutions for all these different departments, but we also work with partners.
Well, I hope those clips gave you a sense of what the conversation is all about. Let's get into it. Hi, Amit. Thanks for joining us today. Really appreciate your time. I know you're incredibly busy, but I think it's, well, obviously, I think every conversation should be an interesting conversation. But this one, we're going to touch on some AI elements that are maybe slightly different to what a lot of people have heard in general AI terminology. But we'll get to that in a moment. Before we dive into our topic for today, maybe I could extend the invitation as well as welcoming you and get you just to give us a brief introduction as to who you are.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me, Trevor. Pleasure to be here. So I'm head of machine learning here at CloudBeds, but that was my background. So I studied maths at Cambridge, and I've been in the tech and AI industry for a good 15 years. About 5 years ago, I started an AI hospitality startup. And that brought me now to CloudBeds.
very good. And we'll get into more with what you're doing at CloudBeds as we go through this conversation. Let's kick off. So I kind of understand a bit about technology and hotel technology. Obviously, with the partners like CloudBeds that we work with, I get to learn a little bit through osmosis as I understand what you guys are talking about. AI, everyone has been talking about it now. It's been the hot topic for a year, 18 months probably. I'm familiar with predictive AI. I'm familiar with generative AI. But when we were talking about what we could discuss today, you brought up two, I'm going to say types of AI, that's probably the wrong terminology, but causal AI and multimodal AI. And when you were explaining them to me, I thought, okay, that would be useful to kind of put those in context, understand what they are, and how that's influencing maybe the direction of travel and certainly where CloudBeds are going. So let's start off with the first one then. So causal AI, just headline, what on earth is causal AI?
Yeah, I can imagine there's too many AI terms, especially at the moment. And I think the heart of what we're trying to do is focus on what AI can enable for the hotel. So causal AI is one of these solutions. And you may have heard of things like predictive AI. And causal AI is an extension of that. So the traditional way of doing things that we're all familiar with is forecasting.
Yep.
So you might have a forecast of your revenue or your occupancy. And that's great. It gives you an indication of your expected KPIs. But what it's telling you is what we're expecting to happen in the future.
Yep.
If everything else stays the same today.
Okay.
But you can imagine if you've got a forecast of occupancy of 60%, you're not going to be happy with that. You would want to try and influence it and try and understand, how can I try and shape these outcomes?
Absolutely.
So this is where causal AI comes into it.
Okay.
So this is a field of machine learning where we're modeling the cause and effect relationships of your data. Specifically for us in the hotel industry, the way we're applying it is we're trying to understand the cause and effect relationships of your revenue strategy, your marketing strategy, your operation strategy, and understanding all the factors that influence that and understanding the unique combination of those, how that can influence your end goals, so your bookings.
Okay.
I can give you an example. So
yeah, no,
let's say like traditionally you're saying you've got an AI system and it's detecting you've got low occupancy, you've got low demand. It might recommend to reduce your rate from £100 to £80. But with causal AI, we can start to do different things because we can understand all the factors that influence your property's profitability. We can say maybe just drop it to £90.
Okay.
And also deploy a new marketing campaign at the same time.
Gotcha.
Still get all those bookings, but now at a higher rate. So it's about that. Understand that combination of all these factors that influence your property and being able to model that. That's the unique thing with causal AI.
So when we've been talking for years about breaking down silos, we saw that came to prevalence after the pandemic when there were obviously less people around doing the roles and there was a leaning into technology that was pulling all this information together. But from what you're saying is that getting that information together is all well and good, and some of the AI solutions will look at that data in isolation. What you're actually saying is you're now trying to connect those dots between different sets of data. Is that right?
Yeah. And this is that one of the biggest problems in the industry. Ever since I came into it, before I came into it, everyone's always talked about breaking down the silos.
Just a bit.
But you probably heard of it more than me. I mean, your role. But it seems like we're still in the same situation today. And I think the reason is because there are so many siloed systems out there for each department.
Yep.
And I think even more importantly, all the departments are working towards different KPIs. They've got different targets, different incentives. So you've got your revenue managers focusing on driving room revenue, or your marketing managers focusing on driving their return on ad spend, for example. And that's great. They're sort of really driving those different metrics. But yeah, as you quite rightly captured, it can result in some clashes and sacrifices. So let's say your marketing manager had returned record levels of return on ad spend, but all their ads into particular days that returned really well. But what if those days were so high demand that even if they hadn't put their ad spend there, they would have sold out anyway?
Got you. Okay. So actually it was a cost rather than a good return on investment, you would say.
Exactly that. Okay. Yeah. So it's about the actual KPIs that we're all working towards that the first stage perhaps need to be looked at. And also ensuring that we can all, in all the departments, access the same data as well. So those were the first sort of pillars in terms of ensuring we have a system that and look at all the data and use all the data for all the departments.
That makes sense.
So that's when AI comes in after that as a second.
So it's looking backwards and forwards, because when you talk about cause and effect, there's something has obviously created the situation we're in today. And so it's looking at what elements may have influenced that. Is that right? And then trying to, not confusing terminology, predictive AI, but they're trying to predict forward what you could be doing, but in a more joined up way than just looking at here's your current reservations on the books, and this is what it could be in the future. Did I kind of get the gist of that?
Yeah, and the key for this is what makes it so difficult is to unlock and understand all these cause and effect relationships. Mm. Needs so much data.
Yep.
And it's very difficult in our industry to capture all of this, these different elements of data. But that's what we've been really trying to work on unlocking. So we're using first, yes, your historical data from your property in terms of all the marketing campaigns that have been sent out, for example, and all the rate changes you made historically. Mm-hmm. But to really understand the relation between the two, we've got to find the common factors, what's affecting both the success of your campaigns and also the success of your rate strategy. So that's where we've started looking at lots of forward-looking demand features as well.
Okay.
So we've been collating very busily, collating billions of forward-looking data points like search traffic onto mm-hmm. your site, for mm-hmm. example, mm-hmm. competitive pricing, events, holidays. So all of this information, all these different demand indicators.
Okay.
Is what's needed to then unlock and understand the pure cause and effect relationships.
Okay, I've got you. And so I was doing some research around this to try and understand the difference. And a quote that I saw was, it's to think of causal AI like a scientist running experiments. It doesn't just find correlations, but it actually tries to understand why these things happen. Would that be a reasonable summary?
Exactly that. That's the perfect explanation. You've done my job for
I can't take credit for that. So when you're talking about looking at all these, you guys are working hard at looking at all these other sets of data about demand. Is that fitting then into the multimodal AI, which is the second bit I wanted to talk to, or is that something completely separate? Could you just tell us what multimodal AI is, and then we'll talk about how these fit together?
Yeah, I would say it's complementary. So we've all, in the last couple of years, heard of generative AI, I mm-hmm. think like ChatGPT, mm-hmm. which is incredible at ingesting vast amounts of data across the internet and then serving that seamlessly to us in a very structured way.
Yeah.
So the multimodal AI is an extension of that, where we're looking not just at text information, but also imagery, videos, sound files. So if you imagine in your property, you'll have loads of drives of information. You'll have PDFs full of brand guidelines, for example. You'll have a drive sitting somewhere with loads of imagery from your property, and as well as all the structured information from your property management system. Mm-hmm. But it's so hard to surface and connect all of these seemingly disparate sources.
Yep.
Because they're just scattered everywhere. And for someone, for a human to make sense of all of that, collate it, structure it, it's very difficult. But this is where multimodal AI comes in.
Okay.
It's able to actually ingest all of the unstructured data as well as structured data and convert it to what they call a vector embedding space. So this is essentially a way of grouping together lots of similar items, whether it be video, whether it be imagery, and whether it be text, it's all grouped together. So mm-hmm. when you're just performing a search, let's say I want to get all information on my king rooms, it will pick out the videos you've had from it. It'll pick out all the images you've had from it. It'll
okay.
pick out brand guidelines and surface that to you.
Yep.
So it's a way of unlocking all of this information more seamlessly.
And so how, you gave us some examples of the causal AI, how that's being utilized, and we'll look at how the two come together. Where does multimodal AI sit in the hotel space then? How is that being utilized, or could that be utilized?
So this is where it becomes interesting. So, how it can be utilized alone and then with causal AI, how mm-hmm. it can be utilized as well. So you can just imagine, let's say a guest questions about a room. Let's say they've got a two-person room and they want to inquire, can I have an additional person staying in my room?
So yep.
This is where now we can search structured information in terms of the room type they're staying at. Then we can start searching all the unstructured information in terms of the imagery of that room, for mm-hmm. example. Mm-hmm. And then we can start searching other information in terms of the pricing, more okay. structured information. Mm-hmm. So it's about connecting all those pieces. So then seamlessly, we can just respond to them saying, yes, there's the availability for either a higher room type or the availability for a rollaway bed, for example. We can surface an image that supports it.
Okay.
But more than that, It would also have read in all your brand guidelines, so it would respond in a way that's consistent with your brand guidelines. So it's making sure that this AI agent, essentially this multimodal system, is responding consistently with your brand and helping drive those revenue opportunities.
Kind of like a tone of voice, the way that it's responding, those kind of things.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Okay. And so when you then add the two together, so how does multimodal and causal AI, how do they come together in an effective? What are the outcomes that could be derived from that? And then I obviously want to talk about what you guys are doing in that space. But let's talk theoretically first, and examples that you're maybe seeing.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mouthful.
I've stumbled over it a few times in this discussion. I'm sure I'm going to do it again.
It is, well, don't worry. It's an interesting one. So working together is where it becomes really interesting. But what we're trying to get across is, I think the first phase of all these AI solutions, especially when ChatGPT came about, was how can we use this AI technology? Mm-hmm. How can we sort of force it into our framework?
Yeah.
I think now we've sort of started to move to this second phase where it's about applying it strategically to try and unlock all these opportunities across that guest journey. Mm-hmm. And that's where causal AI and multimodal AI come into it.
Okay.
So I can give you an example.
Yeah.
I came across it a couple of months ago, and it's one that everyone will be familiar with. If the guest asks in their special notes for a certain request, let's say they're saying, I'm coming to the hotel for an anniversary. Mm-hmm. Now, this relies on a human to be sitting there and reading this or before the stay or on the arrival to make sure they've actually acknowledged this so they can have those opportunities to enhance that experience and make it really special.
Yep.
But as you rightly touched on earlier on, post-COVID, staff turnover is so high. It's hard to have consistent staff, consistent practices to make sure all these things are kept on top of and maintained. Mm-hmm. So this is where multimodal AI would read that unstructured information.
Right.
And be able to turn it into a relevant action.
Okay.
And some of the actions would be through the causal AI system. We'd identify, firstly, that there's an opportunity for an upsell of an anniversary package and a romance package, for example. Mm-hmm. So we would send out a relevant mailer before the stay.
Yep.
So they're aware that the booking's been confirmed and also aware that we've understood that they're coming for an anniversary. So already there's that additional guest experience and revenue opportunity. Mm-hmm. And additionally, we would then also be able to, from the causal AI, understand the forecasted for a higher room type.
Okay.
We can maybe see on those days that they requested, the suites were unlikely to be filled. So maybe we can even suggest a free upgrade.
Okay, right.
And
enhance
that experience.
Really,
all these different pieces slot in together, but it's not about the AI. It's about just taking advantage of the data that's just trapped in so many different sections, but just unlocking it.
So
and giving those new opportunities.
I'm going to ask a really probably silly question, and this is completely my lack of understanding. So when you say the multimodal AI would have picked up on the word anniversary or trigger, and then it triggers an action, what does that actually mean? It's like what action? What's it doing?
So this is the whole new sort of flow of these multimodal agents, they call it. It's this agentic workflows. And I'm sure you'll be hearing a lot more about agents across this year if
Indeed.
You haven't already.
Yeah. Just started to get the gist that that's going to be the trend for this year. Yeah.
Everyone's trying to sort of force agents into it. Essentially, an agent or multimodal agent is doing one specialized task. So one of the agents we have is reading these special notes.
Okay.
And another agent is trying to understand what can this relate to, what actions would help improve this guest experience.
Yep.
So you have some agents that are looking at your upsell opportunities that you have in your property, mm-hmm. and understanding that actually we've got something for romance, for anniversaries that links very well
to
the unstructured information of the anniversary there. So it's not the case of just finding a word and matching it. It's finding the whole context of that request and matching it to sending out a promotional package for the
And are we at a phase where it is recognizing this agent is agent, because I think of agents like people sitting there doing something. Obviously we have this technology agent now that is seeing this. When you say it then action something? Do you mean it flags up to somebody in marketing to say, here's an opportunity, or somebody in revenue to... Is it just, are we at a form where we are notifying people within departments, or is it actually starting to connect and construct that marketing mailer that would go out to that individual? Because that would seem to have to pull a lot of pieces together. Where are we in the evolution space at the moment?
Really good question. So we're moving towards that end state of evolution, mm-hmm. but the marketing manager is the one responsible at the end of the day. So what we can do is we can understand the context, understand the opportunity. And in the GPT world that we're living, we can create an example copy yep. and notify the marketing manager that there's a potential opportunity here okay. to really enhance this guest experience, to drive more revenue opportunities. And then the marketing manager can do what they're brilliant at. They can understand what the opportunity is. They can see an example. They can build on it and make it even more rich and more nuanced, and, yep. and they can send it out. So it's a case of setting up everything for the marketing manager gotcha. And notifying them using all the information across the entire hotel that traditionally would be very difficult without a team of a dozen people manually yeah, looking through all these things.
And would that filter into something as simple within the operations that when they arrive at front office, they're, you know, it's put a great big flashing light up, these people are here for an anniversary? Is it as a basic level at that seems very basic to me, to just let somebody know what's going on?
Yeah, and that's it can be simple touches like that, but they can go a long way. Even the simplest things of how many times have you gone to a hotel, for example, you may have booked previously, and they ask you the question, oh, have you stayed here before?
Yeah.
Thing as simple as that
yeah.
is a lost opportunity there, because you want to try and foster that brand loyalty. You want to try and generate those greater experiences. And now in the case of something like an anniversary, that's an even greater level, greater opportunity. So by connecting those pieces, flagging that they are here for their anniversary, and then maybe another relevant action could be to tell the housekeeper to prepare the room with some sort of a swan towel. Well,
that was the thing I was thinking. Yeah, it kind of all just trickles down from that single comment that someone puts in that special notes around that booking. Everything else trickles down from it that typically would have relied on a human to recognize that, tell marketing, tell housekeeping, tell front office, or write a note that could have been missed. Whereas what you're saying is the technology is able to pick this up.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it. So things that would very easily be missed would need so much coordination. Mm-hmm. AI is there to just sort of unlock all that data, bring the insights out of it, and turn it into relevant actions.
Maybe this is just my lack of understanding. So if I bring the causal AI, taking that example, and I bring the causal AI back in, and maybe it doesn't just look at one situation, it's looking at multiple. But I guess that experience, i.e. did we do something with that anniversary? Was there an effect of whatever we did that changed something that we anticipated? Is that what the causal AI is doing, and then trying to look at the actual why it happened rather than just did it happen or what might happen in the future?
Yeah, exactly that. So what we call in causal AI speak is the treatment. So the treatment is whether you've conducted a certain promotion, mm-hmm. conducted a certain experiment, or in this case, giving that anniversary package. So
yep.
we're capturing all these different treatments. So treatments are things like your price setting mm-hmm. at the very earliest stage, things like your promotions that you've given to that guest as well. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly what the causal AI framework is all about. It's trying to understand what combination of all these effects can result in more revenue opportunity. And then it takes it several stages further. So if you look at that entire customer life cycle, mm-hmm. so the earlier stage, we were talking about initial price suggestions, for example, and if yep. they're an existing customer, email suggestions. But what if we can start looking at more predictive traits in terms of how this can influence the customer lifetime value?
Okay.
So this is where we're then taking it as the end state in terms of what actions can I take today to try and drive greater predicted customer lifetime values. And then I can start targeting my ad campaigns more strategically. Mm-hmm. So if I know someone is likely to become a valuable customer, I'll put more advertising spend on my digital ads from the early earlier stage into this person. Mm-hmm. I would be willing to give more discounts in the property, for example. I would give more relevant recommendations. So it all connects across that entire customer journey.
Gotcha.
And that's what sort of this causal AI can start unlocking.
Okay, that makes a lot of scary, but it makes a lot makes a lot of sense. So I guess one of the challenges that you've got here is, and back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago about the old story about breaking down silos and having these systems where data can be shared or pooled or whatever is the correct terminology. So what are Cloudbeds doing? How are you guys tackling that problem? Because having causal AI, having multimodal AI makes a lot of sense as you've explained it, but that's got to be able to go into a set of data that is, I guess, firstly clean and accurate. Otherwise, goodness knows what it's going to be coming up as suggestions. But I guess it's also got to make sure that it's got a wide enough access to a wide sets of data. And it's not going to be able to do that if they're all sitting in different systems, or the connection between the systems means that there's maybe degradation, whether degradation happens or not, I don't know. But the fact that something could be interconnected would say to me that there is also a variable, there is a risk of variability in there that could then have an impact. So have I understood that correctly, that, you know, the classic is to just have a single pool of data that you could interrogate in some way? And is that what you guys, how are you guys tackling it? What's your solution?
Yeah, so this is the heart of what we're calling Cloudbeds Intelligence.
Okay.
Which is this journey we've been on to unlock all the data in all these systems. The beauty of Cloudbeds is we are sort of a unique ecosystem where we're an open API. We work with all our partners, and we've done it in such a way that we're able to bring in all the data across all the departments into a single platform. So we have our own solutions for all these different departments, but we also work with partners. But the APIs we've generated allow us to bring all the data back in as well. So all the data on your guest profiles is captured and stored, and all the data on your bookings, obviously from the PMS, is captured as well, mm-hmm. digital marketing as well. So we've been able to monitor and capture all this information with the hotel, with our partners. And we're also bringing in a lot of external data sources to complement this. Mm-hmm. So we've been working with our partners, which I briefly touched on earlier, to capture all the search data, to capture from the minute the customer visits your website. And this is just lost information. Typically, we talk about in this day and age about trying to collect as much first-party data as possible.
Yeah.
But when a customer hits your site and makes a search, they are willingly giving you first-party data in terms of their preferences for a particular date period, in terms of the number of people they've selected. So from that earliest sign of intent, we're capturing all this information and bringing that into our vast data lake.
I've got
essentially
you.
And that's the heart of what makes Cloudbeds quite a unique testbed, essentially, to build these causal AI systems.
And so in a way, and I've often used, like, to try and help me conceptualize things. It's a weird way of doing it, I know, but I think of the hotel a bit like a body, and all of these bits of technology that make the hotel work, like the different organs of the body. And so in a way, Cloudbeds Intelligence, you could argue, is like the brain that's got all this data, that's drawing these conclusions and thoughts. But Cloudbeds, because of the way you operate, you either have your own organs, to continue that analogy, that hotels can buy into, or you can also, maybe they've had the heart, the PMS is a transplant, and it's a different solution, but you can still bring that data in from that solution, bringing it into Cloudbeds Intelligence, and then utilize the AI elements that we've been talking about to then take it to the next step. Is that analogy too far, or does that make sense?
I think I got the analogy. No, I agree. So yeah, you could say Cloudbeds Intelligence is like that central brain, mm-hmm. and we are open, so we do allow
transplants.
or bionic implants, or whatever.
Yeah, maybe that's a better way of looking at it. Bionic implant.
We're going too far, of course. But that's the beauty of it. So yeah, whichever pieces you prefer for your puzzle, we allow and we work with these partners and we bring in that data as well. And equally, we send data back to our partners because we're bringing a lot of additional insights,
sure,
given the additional data sources we're acquiring and bringing in. So it's about that two-way relationship. We want to make the third-party platforms even more powerful by serving up insights on the customers, for example, predicted lifetime values, for example. But then the other way as well. So they're sending all the data back to us. So we're that sort of ideal brain where we can sort of understand all the predicted elements on the customer and then drive those opportunities across the entire property.
And talking about brain, I mean, studying maths at Cambridge, you've obviously got a pretty decent brain inside that head. You say you've recently joined Cloudbeds. So what's your role within Cloudbeds? What are you doing? What are you all about as Cloudbeds are concerned?
So yeah, it's myself and my previous co-founder, Nikhil Shah. So we're both leading the machine learning and data science team here at Cloudbeds.
Okay.
And this is now the vision to really bring this causal AI system into Cloudbeds intelligence and really sort of spur on the next generation of what's possible.
So this is your baby then. Everything we've been talking about is kind of your baby that you, first of all, something like that with your co-founder, and then now you're able to realize that within Cloudbeds solution.
That's it. So it's whereas before we were dealing with a smaller number of properties, here at Cloudbeds there's over 15,000 properties using Cloudbeds. We're growing at an incredible pace. So it's an incredible amount of data available to us to play with, to experiment, and that's where it becomes possible. So the key users of causal AI previously are the likes of Uber, Netflix, Amazon. What's made them so successful is because they have a vast amount of data to be able to find all these relationships. But Cloudbeds are equally in that category in terms of having this amount of information to be able to build these models to that degree. So it's a really exciting time to be part of Cloudbeds and part of this journey, because
that's like your happy space, isn't it? It's like a ball pit, isn't it? It's like you just, the bigger the ball pit, the data, the more excited you guys are, because it just helps to refine with that machine learning, isn't it?
That's it. It's like the oxygen essentially for any successful AI system is good data, and that's what we have here at Cloudbeds. And the opportunity now is to really sort of push on and take advantage of this and really use causal AI to step-by-step break down one silo at a time and sort of show what's possible in the space.
Brilliant. Very interesting. Well, I look forward to us having a further conversation in the future, catching up to see how things have been evolving, and probably also looking, what would be great would be to be able to look back and see, maybe explore some user cases where, you know, we can talk through what has actually been happening and what the value of that has been. So look forward to connecting with you again in the future, and thank you so much for joining us today.